This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Now that we know Barack Obama won, we're going to ask how he won. One of the people who worked for that victory is Steve Hildebrandt. He's Obama's deputy campaign manager, and he says the campaign brought many young voters to the polls for the first time.
We saw long lines of students voting. You know, I mean, the statistics played it out that, those under 30 made up a larger electorate than 65 and above voters, and that's got to be unprecedented.
Mr. Hildebrandt, I want to give you another view of how the electorate changed in this election, and it comes from David Frum, the conservative writer who spoke with us earlier this morning, and here's some of what he said.
There was a big shift in, a big change in turnout, a big increase in turnout among ethnic minorities, and a big shift in Democratic preference among college-educated whites. The Republican future depends on changing one or the other of those two trends, either doing better among ethnic minorities or doing better among college-educated whites.
Is he correct in that analysis?
I haven't looked at it in full, but, you know, certainly, you know, there was a huge turnout with African Americans. There was a huge turnout amongst Hispanic voters all over the country. Florida, a great turnaround in the Hispanic vote, a vote that George Bush won by 14 or 15%, I believe, in 2004. Barack won it last night, 57-42. It was very important for us to get that to the place that it was, and certainly a large part of the formula for Barack winning.
And if I'm not mistaken, John McCain still won the overall white vote, but if you take out college-educated whites, that group that David Frum mentioned, you have another group that Obama seems to have done well with.
Yes, very much so. And you know, I think your listeners are going to find this very interesting after so much of the discussion about taxes and what income levels and all of the back and forth that happened between John McCain and Barack Obama during this debate. But Barack actually won a majority of voters who make $50,000 or less, but he also won a majority of voters who make $200,000 and above, even though that's an income bracket that might take a bit of a hit.
You're saying Senator Obama said to those people, I'm going to raise your taxes, and a majority of them voted for him anyway?
Exactly.
Do you think that something permanent has changed about the electorate in this election? It's just been 4 years since Republicans won a victory that seemed almost as crushing as yours was here in 2008, and just 4 years ago, they were talking about a permanent Republican majority that seems to have evaporated. Are you willing to say this could be a permanent Democratic majority?
Well, it definitely depends on how, well Barack serves as president, how well Democrats in Congress perform, as to whether or not, the voters stick with the Democrats.
When you talk about it depending on how Barack Obama governs as president, do you intend to continue mobilizing people to be involved in the governing process, to contact their congressmen, to do what President Clinton once called a permanent campaign?
Well, when Barack was considering running for the presidency and understanding how polarized Washington was at the time, he said, should lightning strike and we actually were to win the presidency, that would be incredible. But if we can't serve, if Washington continues to be just as polarized as it is today, we're just not going to get enough done. And so he made the statement, if we're going to do this, we need to build a grassroots movement that we take to Washington with us. You know, he's going to need the American people to put pressure on Congress to do the right thing, to get behind his efforts, whether it's providing health care for all Americans or getting our soldiers out of Iraq. This is going to take millions of Americans to get involved and really be a part of this effort in Washington. For too long, the special interest groups have had more power. I think under Barack's administration, that's going to dramatically change.
Steve Hildebrandt is deputy campaign manager for President-elect Barack Obama. Mr. Hildebrandt, thanks very much.
That sounds pretty nice, by the way. Thanks so much.
Well, congratulations to you. Take care now.